Hello there, and welcome to episode number 10 of the Dow of Tech podcast, Father's Day Geekery. The Dow of Tech is going to be your weekly dose in the way of technology. Episodes will be featuring the weekly geeky goings-on of me, your host, Mark Prestash. Shows will generally focus on a couple of tech topics a week, including software, hardware, and everything tech-related, from the coolest geek toys to the best in podcast novels. Well, folks, Father's Day is coming up on June 20th, and as a father myself, I have gotten some rather unique gifts on Father's Day. I've gotten my fair share of ties, underwear, socks, pants, and shirts. Every once in a while, I get a pretty cool geeky gift, and I thought that it might be fun to talk about some inexpensive gifts that you can get the father in your life that will bring out the inner geek in him. So this is going to be a show all about the cool stuff that you can get for your dad. So we're going to be talking about some products that you can get on the cheap, give it to your dad, and I guarantee you these are things that I use and things that I would like to get myself. I think you guys are going to enjoy the things I have rounded up for your father this Father's Day. So let's get this thing going here. All right, so the first thing that I want to talk about are media card readers. Now, these are devices that have maybe 4, 5, or 6 slots, and the media card reader allows you to read different types of media cards, whether it be SD, Compact Flash, the Sony Memory Stick Pro, or whatever the heck they had out there for a while. I prefer the internal cards, mostly because I do all of my photo editing on my desktop, but like I said before, there are internal and external models that you can pick up for really inexpensive prices. I found 2 really good ones that are both under $20. Now, the first one I want to talk about is the Transcend TSRDP 8K. It's a USB 2.0 all-in-one media card reader. This one has a 4-slot card reader. They say it'll accept media card types such as Compact Flash, MicroDrive, SD, Memory Stick, and Smart Media Cards. This goes for $12.99 on Newegg. If you don't have a media card reader already, and you do a lot of editing on laptops or on the go, the external card reader might be the best choice for you. And at $13, this is a pretty good-looking little product here. Now, as far as internal models go, the one that I'm looking at right now is the Qutech IO RCM 621. This is another all-in-one card reader. This has 5 or 6 slots here. I'm not sure. It doesn't really say. This card reader fits into a open 3.5-inch drive in your PC's bay. You connect it to an internal USB port on your motherboard. This particular model says it reads over 30 different types of media, pretty much the same things that the external unit did have support for, and it just adds, you know, maybe 10 or 15 more to it. This looks pretty cool. Now, the nice thing also about this Qutech model here is that it adds a USB port, another one, anyway, hopefully, to the front of your PC. So it's not only a media card reader, but it also, again, gives you an extra USB port for you to plug in all kinds of devices into it. So I think that's a nice little bonus, and that one's actually $19.99. Now, both the Transcend TSRDP 8K and the Qutech IO-RCM 621 I found on Newegg.com. I will post the links to these two card readers in the show notes over at the Dow of Tech page on Podomatic. Now, since you're going to be potentially installing stuff into your computer while you're on Newegg, for, again, under $20, you can get some cables. I, at this point in time, all of my hard drives are SATA hard drives for the most part. I have one legacy parallel ATA drive that if it went, I would be quite happy because that would be an excuse to go out and get a new SATA model. So SATA cables are pretty cheap. I mean, 18-inch lengths are going for $12.99, $15.99 on Newegg. So SATA cables are a good thing to have lying around. You might also want to pick up some HDMI cables over at Monoprice. I mean, they're insanely cheap. You know, a 2-foot length might cost you $5 or $6. You know, those are good things to have lying around. You also might want to check out USB cables. Those are you know, again, those are really good to have lying around the house. You never know when you're going to need a new cable for something, and it's good to have a couple extras lying around. And those are fairly inexpensive, too. So now that we've got our potentially internal USB card reader, and we've gotten ourselves some new cables, you're going to be wiring stuff in your case. Well, I don't know about your case, but my case could probably use a little bit better job as far as cable management goes. And one of the things that I like to use when I'm trying to route cables in particular spots in my case is I love these jumbo adhesive backed clips. These things are great. I'm looking at a 3-pack for $1.99 on Radio Shack. And really all this thing is, it's a piece of plastic that has some adhesive on the bottom, and it's a circle that comes out from that bottom plate that you can run cables through, and it just snaps closed. Now, it's not like a Ziploc where once you zip it in place, it has to be cut to be opened. This thing is designed to be opened and closed. And because it has that nice adhesive back that really sticks very, very well, you can stick these things in all kinds of crazy spots inside your case. I've got two or three in the case I have now. It's great for wrapping cables. If you have, like I do, I have some LEDs in my case and some, you know, there's, you can see into the actual case itself. So I try to wrap cables around the parts where you can see, so I can look into the case and see my components and not see a whole bunch of wires sticking around. So these are really great things to have inside your case. Like I said, and they're dirt cheap. At $2 for three, splurge and spend $6 and get 9 altogether. And I guarantee you, your cable woes will be a thing of the past once you get these nice jumbo adhesive clips into your case and you've got your cables managed in a nice way inside your case. All right, well, I said before, when I was talking about the Kutech media card reader, that it had a USB port as part of the package in the card reader. So it had the media card slots, and it also had the extra USB port that it added. So now you've got another USB port on your PC. You need something to put into the USB port, don't you? Well, I'm going to suggest you pick up a 8GB Patriot Exporter PEF8GUSBXT USB flash drive. I own this drive personally. I think it's a really well-made device. It's ruggedized on the outside. It's got a good size capacity at 8 gigabytes. It's pretty speedy. Moving files is not all that bad. I mean, it's still not as fast as I would like it to be, but I think that's more USB versus the drive itself. It's a USB device, so it's plug and play. It'll work in pretty much all flavors of Windows going down to Windows ME. It works on the Mac. It has support for OS 9 and OS 10. Works with Linux. Apparently it's certified from Microsoft Vista ReadyBoost as well. I don't have Vista, so I can't speak to that, but like I said, I really like this drive. Like I said, it's rugged. The only thing I don't like about it is the cap that you can, you know, take on and off to actually access the USB port on the drive here. I wish they had secured it to the body of the USB drive a little bit better. I would like to have this kind of thing on a keyring, but I would not, because I would be afraid that the cap would come off. While I really like this Patriot USB flash drive, it could use a little bit of improvement. I think that's the area. So look around for other USB drives in this 8 gigabyte range. They're all fairly comparable in speed and obviously in capacity as well. So if there's something else that you think would be more rugged or whatever, you know, go ahead and check out those. But like I said, this is one I have and I've been using, so I can attest to its quality. It's pretty good. I found it for $22.99 on Tiger Direct. So, you know, that's a pretty good price for 8 gigabytes of storage. $22 for 8 gigabytes. Now, so say you go out and you get that Patriot USB flash drive there, right? Now, a 8 gigabyte flash drive is great, but it would be even better if there was some cool stuff already on the USB drive. So say you go out and get that USB drive. Once you get it, open it up, go to portableapps.com and download the Portable Apps Suite. Portable Apps Suite is great. You download, it's version 1.6.1 from portableapps.com, and the download that you're installing includes a portable version of Mozilla Firefox, Thunderbird, their email clients, Mozilla Sunbird, which is a calendar and tasks application. There's an antivirus program called ClamWin. It comes with Pigeon Portable for IM. There's a PDF reader, Sumatra PDF Portable. There's a password manager. There's a Sudoku game. There's a Minds game. There's an audio player. And it comes with OpenOffice.org Portable, which includes the writer, the spreadsheet, the presentation, the database utility, and the drawing function. So once you download Portable Apps, and you run the executable and you install it on the USB drive, once you've gotten that far, then if you want, you can go back to the Portable Apps website and install new and different portable apps to put on the USB drive. I threw on a copy of the Google Chrome browser. I threw on an FTP client. I've removed the Sumatra PDF reader and put the Foxit portable PDF reader on there because I use Foxit at home. I installed a portable version of Audacity. And there's a lot of other cool things that you can download in the portable version that's not going to take up a whole lot of space on that 8-gigabyte thumb drive. So the thumb drive was cool, but now it's even cooler because you can do stuff with it right out of the box. And it's good. You can put data on there. You can store files and folders within the actual Portable Apps application on the drive itself. It's a fully functioning set of applications that do things that you would need to do on a regular basis if you're a geek. So, like I said before, USB drive is cool. USB drive with portable apps installed on it is even cooler. Something else that's pretty cool is the $15.99 Swedish Fire Steel. Apparently, this was developed for the Swedish Department of Defense, and Fire Steel is a 3,000 degree centigrade spark that will make a fire pretty much impossible to not start. This is one of those things for the zombie invasion. It's good to have lying around, because when the zombies are walking the earth, you're going to want some fire to keep yourself warm. So for $15, this thing looks really awesome. You just move a metal blade across the piece of fire steel, and it generates sparks that can be thrown onto a small pile of grass or leaves or some brush, and that's it, man. I mean, this is 3,000 degrees of heat. This thing is going to catch almost anything on fire. So the Swedish Fire Steel is just a pretty badass fire-starting thing, I think. The Swedish Fire Steel is definitely something that your geek will want to have by his side when it comes time to light a fire. This thing is going to catch anything on fire. So, you know, and the price is right. $16, this thing is awesome. I actually found Fire Steel on thinkgeek.com, which is actually a great website for really cool geeky stuff. They have geek toys, and there's stuff for your home and for your office. And one of my other favorite parts of ThinkGeek is their t-shirt section. They've got about 250 different t-shirts that range from gaming to computer stuff to science. For example, they have a fail whale shirt. They have a binary dad shirt. Let's see what else they have here. If you're a Doctor Who fan, they got some Doctor Who shirts in here. They've got the genetic molecular structure of caffeine on a shirt. I mean, just really fun stuff, and stuff that geeky people like. They're funny to us, and when other geeks see them, then we laugh, and that makes us really cool to them. So that's what we like. So when you're through checking out the Swedish Fire Steel, why don't you go check out the t-shirts, too? You might find some pretty cool t-shirts in there that you might like to get for the geek in your life. All right, so say we go off and we get our internal USB card reader there, and we get those extra cables, and we get those jumbo adhesive back clips for the inside of our case. Well, that means we're going to be popping off the side of our PC and doing a little work in there. And when you're doing a little work in your PC case, you are going to need light. So, have I found an awesome set of flashlights. This is the Denali Super Bright 9 LED Heavy Duty Compact Aluminum Flashlight. This is a 3-pack of 9 LED flashlights for 13 $14.99 on Amazon. These things look cool as hell. They're maybe 2.5 inches long. The flashlight is turned on and off by a button on the back of the flashlight. There's a black, a silver, and like a gunmetal gray. It was 9 LEDs in this thing. It runs on 3 AAA batteries that are included, which is awesome. These look like really great flashlights because they're small, and so that means they won't be heavy, so you can really easily use the flashlight inside the case. You can kind of get into funny, tight spots if you want to put it down and point it somewhere to help you see. So these flashlights look really, really cool. I think I may order this 3-pack for myself. I mean, for this price, jeez, I mean, that's awesome. It's a great deal, and it's for something that is really useful. I mean, not just for your computer stuff. One for your computer, one for your nightstand, and one for your car. And you've got 3 spots now where you've got an LED flashlight whenever you need it, which is, again, I like LED flashlights. They're pretty cool. So now, while you're tinkering inside your PC case, you're going to need something to move things around. And one of my favorite accessories to do work inside my computer case is a Swiss Army knife. My Swiss Army knife has been with me for literally 16 years. The one that I'm going to talk about is the Victorinox Swiss Army Soldier Knife. This thing's olive green. It comes with a Phillips head and a flathead screwdriver. It's got the toothpick and tweezers. It has an awl, a can opener. It has a saw, as well as having a 3-inch knife blade. And the reason why I actually picked the Swiss Army Soldier knife is because it's a lock blade, first of all. And second of all, it's a 3-inch blade. The reason why I like lockback blades is because I've actually had a couple situations where knife blades have actually come back on my fingers when I've been gripping the knife. So I like the lockback because it prevents that from happening. Two, it's a 3-inch blade. This is a knife. This will reach places. This is great for screws. It's great for almost anything. I mean, like I said, I've had my Swiss Army knife since I was in high school. I'm 35 now, so I guess it's longer than 16 years. Yeah, it's been 19 years I've had. 19 years I've had a Swiss Army knife, the same Swiss Army knife. This thing is my best friend. This is the thing I would want in a trench with me. This is the tool that has gotten me through so many projects, so many builds, so many fixes. I cannot say enough about this lovely Swiss Army knife that I have. The Swiss Army Soldier knife that I'm looking at, I found it on Amazon. It's going for $32.73. And I think that's actually the most expensive thing that's actually going to be on my list today. I was trying to keep this under $25, but like I said, I've had my Swiss Army knife for so long that I think if you get your dad one, he'll have it for probably for the rest of his life. That's just how great they are. That's how much I love them, and I highly recommend them. All right, so we're going to educate our dad's minds here a little bit. I'm going to talk about a few books that you might like to get your dad. The first one is Demon by Daniel Suarez. This is the story of a game developer who suddenly dies, and his death unleashes a demon that goes out and starts to kill people systematically that are involved in a very interesting... I'd heard about this book from Leo Laporte and some of his Twitch shows. I've just started reading it a little while ago. I'm really into it. The author, Daniel Suarez, really understands technology, and the story... It's sort of like Tom Clancy is the military hardware geek, and Daniel Suarez understands the technology side of things, and he speaks to that person that understands the modern technology in this book. It's a fun murder story, and it's a fun read trying to figure out what the heck this guy did, and the levels that his computer program go to, and what they can do over the course of time. So it's definitely a really fun book to read. The next book, or I should say the next books I want to talk about real quick, is it's actually a box set. $20.16 on Amazon. It is The Tao of Pooh and the Day of Piglet. The Tao of Pooh is the very first book that introduced me to the concept of Taoism. And while many people poo-poo poo-poo the Tao of Poo. I'm not one of them. I think it's a great way to learn about a subject in a very fun way. It's a very basic book. It's funny. It's poignant. It's thought-provoking. This is a book that a friend gave to me a long, long time ago at a very interesting point in our lives, and I read the book, and it really made an influence on me way back then. And this is back when I'm talking about when I'm back in high school. So again, we're talking, you know, 16, 18 years, something like that. I would recommend this book to anyone that has any interest in learning more about what Taoism is and what it's all about and what it speaks to. The Day of Piglet was written by the same author, if I do recall, Benjamin Hoff. And the Day of Piglet, I don't remember as much about the Day of Piglet, but they're both interesting reads. I thought for the price of $20.16, getting both books might be interesting because, hey, you know what, Taoism might not be for everybody, but maybe the other stuff is. So check it out. Well, from the lovely and cuddly poo, we go to, well, zombies. I'm going to recommend four zombie books here. The first zombie book I want to recommend is Monster Island by David Wellington. I don't remember where I heard about this book, but the story really intrigued me. The idea is this, is there's a person in New York City who is alive during what is obviously becoming a zombie outbreak in New York. Instead of letting himself become a zombie or become a zombie chow, he decides to commit suicide, but he hooks himself up to an oxygen machine to keep oxygen pumping to his brain. And when he reawakens, he is in fact a zombie, but he can think and he can talk. So the story is about an intelligent zombie. And it's about a father who is trying to save the little girl that he left behind by going on a rather crazy mission in the heart of zombie-infested New York. It's a different twist on the zombie, with having the zombie be intelligent and having the zombie talk. I wasn't sure if I was going to like it, but I burned through the book in maybe a week. It's not that long, maybe 250 pages, 300 pages at the most. Monster Island is $10.17 on Amazon. So for that price, it's a steal for a great book that'll take 5, 6, 7 days to go through. The cool thing, though, is that the author, David Wellington, decided to make the Monster series into a trilogy. So after Monster Island comes Monster Nation, which is the prequel story to Monster Island, and then Monster Planet is the third book in the trilogy, which is a flash forward 10 years from the last point in Monster Island. I read all three of the books. I really enjoyed the trilogy. There was a couple of characters that you see throughout all three of the books. There's some characters from the second book that come back in the third book. Really well written. I really enjoyed it. I would definitely recommend checking out the Monster Island, Monster Nation, and Monster Planet books by David Wellington. Really good stuff. The final book I want to talk about is Dead Hunt by Ken Crawford. This is a great story from a new author. Puts an interesting twist on the zombie genre. Suspenseful. A fun read. It's got zombies, it's got cheerleaders, it's got football players, there's a mad scientist involved. It's a really fun story. It's $12.99, and this is on Lulu.com. Just go to Lulu and do a search for Dead Hunt or for Ken Crawford, and the book Dead Hunt should come up. I really enjoyed reading it, so you definitely want to go check out Dead Hunt as well for the zombie lover in your life. At the end of a long and hard day, Dad just wants to come home and relax, put his feet up, and watch a little TV. So after a day of installing internal card readers, routing the wires in his PC case, doing things like reading and playing with applications on his new USB hard drive, your dad gets a little bit tired. He wants to relax. He wants to watch a little bit of TV. I would suggest that your father watch The IT Crowd, Season 1, priced at $13.49 on Amazon. If you've never heard of The IT Crowd, I'm not surprised. The IT Crowd is a British comedy that focuses on three characters working in the IT department of a mega conglomerate company. There's the two nerds that know everything about computers. And then there's their manager, who knows nothing about them. And my God, this show is hysterical. There's a lot of great geeky jokes in the show. One of the characters is always wearing a pretty cool nerdy-type t-shirt in every scene. They switch it up, so it's a gaming thing, it's a Windows thing, it's a Mac thing, it's a Unix thing. So they really play that up, and they really kind of throw out some good tech jargon in the show. One of the gags in season one is one of the guys, when he picks up the phone, the first thing he says is, "Have you tried turning off your computer and turning it back on again?" I mean, it's just funny, funny stuff. And the thing about the IT Crowd you should know is that a season is only 6 episodes long. So your 1350 is going to get you 6 episodes. They're really funny. There's 2 more seasons at 6 episodes apiece, so there's 3 total seasons that are out so far. They're working on a 4th season as we speak. If your dad likes computer stuff, if he likes to laugh, then get him the IT Crowd. Dad's going to love it. I like it. I'm a dad. It's funny. Really, it is, I swear. That's going to do it for this week's episode of the Dow of Tech. The intro music was Schrodinger's Cat Paradox by Seajax. The outro music is Anhelos, the remastered version by Leechmaster. Both tracks are available at podsafeaudio.com. If you can't get enough of me or the Dow of Tech, please follow me on Twitter. I'm twitter.com/markprestash. That's MarkPrestash. Do me a favor, if you do follow me on Twitter and you are a Dow of Tech listener, please send me an @reply and say hello. Let me know that you listen to the show. Let me know your thoughts, what I'm doing right, what I'm doing wrong. Maybe suggest a topic for the show for me to talk about. I would love to talk to you guys, so please definitely let me know. If you don't feel like talking to me in 140 characters or less, please send me an email at dowspotting@gmail.com. That's taospotting@gmail.com. To find the links for all of the products listed in this week's episode of the Dow of Tech, please go to dow-of-tech.podomatic.com. That's it for this week's show. I hope you all enjoyed it. Until next week, I'll talk to y'all later. Have a good one. Bye now.